And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. We're going to take a break from open line here for just a few minutes as we're going to talk to Becky Barnard from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And Becky, good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing fine. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing really, really well. And again, it's warm out there, but a few things I do want to ask you about. One is, how did the adoption event go last Friday?
It went very well. We had four dogs adopted.
Yay!
And some of them had been with us. Angelina, who I've spoken about, told me what a beautiful, beautiful dog she was adopted. We had Carly and Carlita. They were adopted. Clyde, Piglet. Now, some of these weren't at the adoption, but these are the adoptions we've had. But there were four on that particular day. Piglet, Elsie, and Brock, who used to be called Chug, they were all adopted from over. There were four that day and then three over the weekend. I was out at the shelter yesterday, and we had another adoption, a little dog that we've had, little girl that she's just about a year old. She's a beautiful kind of a brown color, and her name was Harley. And a family came out with a little guy about 8 years old, and he needed someone to play with. He kept telling his folks, "I don't have anybody to play with." He lived out in the country, and so they picked out Harley, and it's perfect. And I asked him, I said, "What are you going to name your new puppy?" And he said, "Cookie." I said, "Oh yeah." I said, "She does kind of look like a peanut butter cookie." He goes, "No, chocolate chip." I went, "Okay." Chocolate chip cookie. But anyway, you could just tell it's going to be a good deal, good bond. He was old enough to understand. He at one point said something about, "Well, I really like her. She's kind of hyper, but she's kind of calm." And he got down on a dog bed, and she went over and laid down beside him. So Brad got a picture of that one. So hopefully that'll be on Facebook before too long. So those are the things that make us want to continue what we do, let me tell you, because that's always cool when you see that kind of an adoption.
Oh, absolutely. And just hearing the dogs getting adopted, that's the best part. Yes. As well. So.
Yes. Yes, it was a great day, and when we have that many adoptions, because it's been kind of slow. I imagine the heat and just, you know, some getting ready for school, the fair and rodeo. There's a lot of expense that happens to people in August, and so sometimes our adoptions are down because of the fact that they've just got other getting those last minute vacations in and stuff. So we couldn't be more pleased. Honestly, it's wonderful. So that was a great event.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love to hear that many dogs got adopted basically over the weekend, especially at the adoption event as well. Becky, just kind of a few tips for people who may have dogs. I mean, especially in this extreme heat, what are a few tips that that you can give us how to take care of our dogs in this extreme heat?
Well, I think I would just remind people that the water, one of the things is they just keep that water fresh. You know, if you can changing out more than just maybe first thing in the morning when you're feeding or in the evening or something, that fresh water during the day, that helps cool them off. Even throwing some ice cubes and just get that water so it's just not horribly warm, because it gets hot sitting outside like we all do. So that fresh water is very important. Shade, they've got to have that where they can get just, and if they have to be outside, you know, those dog houses are not made for summertime, and sometimes it's very, very hot in there, and if that's their only shade, that's where they're going to go. So always try to provide shade for them. Best option is if you can just keep them inside and just keep them cool, because it's so extremely hot out there. And sometimes when the dogs get overheated, it doesn't hurt just to take like a towel and rinse it with a bunch of water and just kind of cool them down by patting them down. That will cool them off. And no excessive play during the day. I mean, even if you watch your children, our children don't even want to be out doing a lot of running and moving around in the heat of the day. And watch the pavement. If you're out doing your evening walk, that pavement is heated up all day. Wood can get just as hot. Watch their pads. And just good old common sense. If you're hot, they're hot. You know, just kind of remember that they're walking out with a fur coat on, and none of us are doing that, hopefully.
Absolutely. Oh yeah. Oh man, if we're doing that, you're trying to show off your extravagance.
Little something going on there besides whatever, but anyway, yeah. That was, you know, this is the tips, and I think we're going to start getting a little break. And you know, another thing, and I walked by Walmart the other day and saw this, and it made me think about it. you can buy them at any, well, most, a lot of places will have those little kiddie pools. You know, put some water in that little kiddie pool, and a lot of dogs will just get in there and splash around and just have a good time with it. That's always a good thing to do, too, and you don't have to put that much water in. It's just enough to kind of cool them off. So little kiddie pools, and I talked about freezing treats and things like that that they can chew on that ice during the day. I realize sometimes people have to go to work, so that the dog has to be out, but just kind of thinking about what that day might bring will also help the dog if you can think about how you can keep him a little more comfortable outside. Those would be my suggestions anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell you what, my girlfriend, she has two dogs. She has a boxer and a lab mix. They're both pretty big dogs. They're both about 60 pounds. But she keeps them inside during the day. She doesn't feel comfortable leaving them outside because she's afraid they'll get overheated. And so they stay inside in the air conditioning all day. But the minute she gets home, they're ready to run outside and run around and use the restroom. Use the restroom, and and she leaves them out for about half an hour before she brings them back in, because usually they're like, hey, we're ready to come back in, it's hot out here.
They run up and look in the door. That's what our girls will do. They'll go out and do their business, and then they come right back to that door and look at you like, okay,
it's like, we're done out here, it's hot, let's go back to the air conditioning,
bring back in. Yes. And I have a black lab, and she's had surgery here I've not been with you for a while because I've been having, it seems like every Thursday something's come up and I'm thinking, I've got to get back. They're going to think I ran away or something. But anyway, my lab had to have surgery on her throat about 2 weeks ago, and we've had to keep her inside and very calm, you know, and people are probably laughing. A calm lab is something you don't see. So we've got some medication to help with that. But we have to keep her calm and a fan on her, and I'm kind of getting tickled. I think she's getting spoiled now when she comes in. You know, it's okay, put the fan on me, I'm here. And she just goes out and does her thing, comes right back in because of her surgery. But it's just that time of year, and we're all getting a little tired of it, but that's just part of being in Kansas, and spring or fall will be here before you know it, and start cooling off, and then it'll be good for all football season.
Exactly, and that's when it'll start cooling off, and that'll make everybody happy. Yes. That's for sure.
That's right.
All right. Well,
I could talk about some of the things that we're needing too.
Yes,
I
want
to remind people that's always. It sounds like the same list over and over again, but that's the way it is, and it's what works for us. We have two litters of puppies at the shelter right now, and they have been weaned. So if someone wants to give us some special food, that puppy chow is something that we like to put them on. It's a little easier for them to eat and digest, so that's why we prefer puppy food for them. The milk bone treats, that size doesn't have to be that brand, but that kind of gives people a good visual. We love to give them the smaller size. It doesn't have to be those great big ones. Just the medium-sized bones is all good for our dogs. And kitty litter, oh, yes, good old kitty litter. We use lots of that. The canned dog food. We get a lot of donations for the dry, but canned is also good because, again, we're kind of incorporating the soft food to the puppies, introducing them to the hard food. And if you're going to be doing some, I hate to mention blankets, but, you know, sometimes you start thinking, okay, fall is coming. Let's kind of start thinking about what we're going to need. If you come across some small blankets or towels that you no longer need, we can use those at all times. We at this particular moment, we have lots of sheets and lots of comforters. People have been very good about bringing those, but we're good. We're good with those right now. And those are very handy to have when we have these litters of puppies. But boy, we go through the towels and we go through those small blankets because they get, you know, they get torn up just the way it is. So that kind of thing would be good. Kitten chow. We've got some kittens. If you want to, not a puppy person, but you're a kitten person, kitten chow, and then toys for all. Cats, dogs, puppies, big dogs, any toys that you would like to donate, all that is very much appreciated. So that would kind of be the want list.
Kind of the wish list, basically.
Yeah,
so.
The wish list. It is. Yes, it is. And, you know, we get donations a lot, and we sure appreciate it. And if a lot of the same people come in, they've kind of got it figured out what we need, and we certainly do appreciate everything that comes in. And It gets used, I can guarantee it.
Yeah, especially, like you said, especially that cat litter, man. They, you guys go through it because the kitties, mm-hmm. they like to go. So
they do. And, you know, you got to keep those kitty boxes clean. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just, room for our kittens and puppies is not that large of a room anyway. So we really do try to keep it clean as we can because with that many cats in a small room, you can imagine if we weren't very diligent about keeping them clean.
Oh, yeah. I knew somebody who had a cat. They just had one cat, and I guess they didn't clean their litter very much because you walk in and you're like, oh, boy. Yeah, so yeah. They have that odor.
So. Yeah, that odor. But, you know, cats also, they prefer a clean box.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If it gets too dirty, they won't use it.
Their box is not clean.
Yeah, if it gets too dirty, they won't use it. So mm-hmm. they'll just be like, nope, I ain't using that anymore. I'll find somewhere else to go. And then that's not a good thing because then they go to a place and you're just like, where is that smell coming from? So,
that's a very important thing for us to have, too. So all of that would be very much appreciated. And did Brad start with cats? Dogs?
Last week we started with the cats, so let's go ahead and start with the doggos this week.
Okay. The list is shorter. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
That is a wonderful thing. I'm glad it's so much shorter. Because you said, was it eight dogs this weekend? Adoption event, obviously.
Seven. Four the adoption day, mm-hmm. three over the weekend, and then one last night.
So that is so awesome.
A total of eight that have just happened, and they're all just seem to be very, I wasn't there for the adoption thing, but Brad said these adoptions just all seem very special to him. It just seemed like they just clicked. And, of course, knowing that some of these dogs have been with us for the length of time they had, that even makes it more special.
Absolutely. So, you know those doggos are going to be happy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they love us, and we love them. Mm-hmm. They need that home.
They need that
family and home. So, okay. Well, I'm going to start off with some of our long-term friends that we still have with us. We have Lindy and Bindi. I have spoken about these sweet girls for some time now, but they're still with us, and it will happen. They're about 60 to 65 pounds. Lindy is about 5 years old. Bindi is 4 years old, and Lindy is the bigger of the two. She's the 60, 65, where Bindi is more of a 45 pound. They're very sweet. They get along great together. Boy, if they could be adopted together, it probably would be even a better situation. But if not, then that's fine. They came to us because they are they kept climbing out of their owner's fence. So obviously they need either more exercise or a bigger yard or maybe out in the country type situation. But they did have a bad experience with chickens, and that's another reason probably why they are with us. So we have spoken about their tendency to like chickens, so that was not a good thing. But, you know, they're good dogs, and they just need a second chance. And that was Lindy and Bindi. Ruby, our sweet, sweet Ruby, she's our resident that's been with us for over a year now. She had tested positive with heartworms, but we had a donor that came forth and couldn't adopt her because they have an older dog, and it just didn't seem to be, the two girls just didn't seem to kind of click. So she didn't want to go ahead and adopt Ruby, but she paid for the treatment to heal Ruby, and Ruby is now free of her heartworm. And that is such a tremendous thing to do because it can be very expensive to be treated for heartworms. So this gal has had, Ruby just needs a home now because she's had all kinds of special treatment. We love her. She's about 5 years old. She's a terrier mix. She's brindle and coloring. She's super sweet. She's so well-trained now. She goes to the door. We open the door. She runs out, gets in her other pen, does her, she knows her routine, so she'd be a smart dog and could be trained easily. Skye is 2 to 3 years old female, white with some black ticks and black markings on her ears and her face, very sweet. River is a calico mix, a male, 4 to 5 months old, gray and black markings. This is a very pretty dog. I was looking at him yesterday. He's got white on his legs and chest and brown on his face and feet, and he's just, as I said, he's very pretty. We have another Harley. It isn't the same that was adopted. This Harley is brindle and white in color and about a year and a half old. She's very playful, and she just wants to be somebody's best friend. Arnie and Arnie are very handsome puppies. They are about 5 months old. They're both males. They're white with some brown and tan markings and white on them. they were covered with ticks when they came in. Mercy me, but we got them tick-free, and they're healthy and very pretty. Lavender and sage, female puppies. Still about three months old now. Brown in color with some white markings. And they'll probably be about a 40 to 45-pound dog, so it's about a medium size. We have a Pyrenees that came in, excuse me, that we're calling Chubby, a neutered male, white, and he's kind of timid at first, but he warms up. He's sweet, big boy, but some people love those giant dogs. Well, we've got one. And then we have Annie, and Annie is an old girl. She's about 12 years old, a female. She's black in color, and I'm not sure the circumstance why she's with us. A lot of times when these older ones come in, maybe the owner has passed. So she would make someone a lovely senior dog. I just saw on TV the other day that there are shelters across the nation that are starting to really kind of try to pair up senior animals with senior people. It's a better fit. They don't have that activity level. They're calm. They're usually more housebroken, have better manners, and I think that's wonderful. So this would be Annie, 12 years old. Ash is 6 months old female. She's black with dark markings, very, very pretty. Ollie has high energy. He's a healer. Well, that tells you right there. Healers are great, but man, are they active. He's probably at 4 months old. She's 4 months old female, black and white with pointy ears. Dempsey is also a male, about a year and a half old, white with red markings on his face and head. Bruiser, gorgeous, and very, very sweet. 4 months old, he's a healer. Mixed puppy, male. He's brown with some black and some white markings. And you know, he'll go. Our healers come in. Boy, people like those healers. Now, we have Misery with us. Now, Misery is Mama, who had those 10 puppies out of the shelter. She is a sweet, sweet girl. Boy, she needs a chance not to be a mama. They are weaned now, so she is off by herself. But she's very quiet. She's very patient. She is about 40 pounds, chocolate in color, big ears, super beautiful eyes. She is a lovely dog, and she just wants to be an only dog. So she's, 10 puppies, that'd wear anybody out. And then we have Darla, and Darla is a border collie mix, a female, white and black, about 7 months old, very laid-back puppy. And then the last one on our list is, I'm pronouncing this right, is Mushu, white and gray with a little bit of brown on his face and legs, 6 months old, probably will only be about 30 pounds. He's a terrier mix. So that's the doggies. Now, our kitties, we've got Marge, 7 to 9 year old female. There's a senior for us. It's a tuxedo, black and white in color. Front claws have been declawed, so she must stay in the house. And we think she was a one owner, and that's why she's kind of timid. Emma is very, very, very shy. She's kind of like our old guy that was, didn't come out for a while, but she's coming around. She's warmed up. She's about 8. She's spayed. She's a tortoiseshell with green eyes, and she could go home the day you adopt her because she's already 6. Shadow is a large boy, about 3 years old, black in color, very pretty, very talkative. And Simon is also neutered, yellow and white, and about 2 and a half old. And we have some kittens that aren't quite ready for adoption, but that's the crew. Come out and see us. We're there in the afternoon from 2 to 4, except for Monday. We're kind of asking for social distancing. We're going to be kind of careful with everything that's going on, but we are open. We do want you to come out. We are located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant. Our phone number is 620-252-6060. I almost gave my own number. That's funny. 6060 is the shelter number. And come out and see us or look us up on Facebook. Brad tries to keep that up. We've been super busy, so we may be a little bit behind on our Facebook postings. But volunteers, we'd also kind of like to see some volunteers start coming out and getting involved with us again. So lots going on at the shelter, as always, ever-changing as always. But I can say again, I sure appreciate the support of the community because that's what makes us work so well. So thank you all.
Absolutely. Well, Becky, thank you so much for coming on today. We always appreciate having you guys on. And we'll talk to you guys again next week and find out about that great group of animals out there.
Well, thank you, and you all stay safe and stay cool.
Definitely will. You have a great day, Becky.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. That was Becky Barnhart with the Coffeyville Friends of Animals telling us about the great animals out the shelter. Lots of adoptions last week. That was really good to hear. We do need to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll resume open line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.